Module 8, Well-being, Part 1. It is crucial that we take our own well-being into account and we take care of ourselves. We cannot take care of others unless we take care of ourselves first. This may be professionally, personally, and physically. Put yourself in a positive state of mind. A positive well-being leads to a positive and fulfilled life. Emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is a concept associated with one's ability to control, evaluate, and perceive emotions. It can be learned over time. Emotional awareness is part of emotional intelligence. This is when you can identify yours and others' emotions, as well as having the ability to harness and manage emotions. Emotional intelligence has four factors: perceiving emotions, understanding emotions, reasoning with emotions, managing emotions. Stress management. To manage stress, we must understand what it is. It is any chemical, emotional, or physical factor that causes either bodily or mental unrest. Stress will always be there, but there are ways to learn to manage and minimize it. Individuals who create strong social support networks are less likely to experience high levels of stress than those who do not have the support. Stress can be caused by internal and external factors. Internal factors include your body's ability to deal with stress, your overall health, emotional well-being, sleep, and nutrition status. External factors include your physical environment, your job, your home, and your relationships. There are many types of techniques that can be used to manage stress. Relaxation techniques, yoga, guided imagery, biofeedback, tai chi. Time management skills, counseling, exercise. Optimism. Look on the bright side of things and enjoy the benefits of it. An optimistic person is hopeful. They look for the best in things and people. It's a positive way to live that provides benefits. An optimistic person expects the best, believes it will happen, but also works for it to happen. An optimistic person does not sit around hoping something will happen for them without any effort. Habits of optimistic people: gracious, forgiving, good listeners, smiles often, exercises and eats healthy, a forward thinker, does not blame others. Benefits of being optimistic: healthier heart, better stress management tendencies, lower risk for stroke. Fun and happiness. Do you ever watch happy people? These people live life to the fullest. They are prepared for life and enjoy life. The key to a long life is happiness. Only you can make yourself happy. Others can help, but it is you who truly can decide if you are going to live as a happy person or a sad person. Make the decision and decide you want happiness. Have fun in life, try new things, be adventurous. Laugh out loud, do it often. Laughter is known to help increase a person's health. What a simple way to be happier. Ways to be happier: accept that life is not perfect. Do not take yourself seriously. Appreciate yourself. Have goals that mean something to you. Case study. Stella and Kim work at Becca Consulting Firm. The two both hold supervisor positions. Stella has had trouble with the position recently. She has become stressed and overwhelmed. Kim has taken notice and wants to help. Kim has recommended that Stella take the time and effort to manage her stress. Kim said that she uses stress management techniques to control her stress. She stated that she likes to do yoga. Stella became interested and wanted to try it and practice different stress management techniques. The two went to a yoga class the next day. Stella liked it so much that she continued to go. The technique allows her to relax and focus on things that need to be focused on instead of the stress. The technique has helped her greatly at work.